Greetings, salutations, and positive vibrations, and welcome to the latest edition of Off the Post, the world-class football podcast. As usual, I am your host, Nick Maitland, and this is our first episode since Barbados officially became a parliamentary republic and celebrated 55 years of independence on November 30th. We have a new president, the Most Honourable Dame Sandra Prunella Mason, wonderful middle name, and a new national hero in the right excellent Robin Rihanna Fenty. She's also a Combermarian. And led by our distinguished Prime Minister, Mia Amor Motley, who complimented my smile at night racing last December. The new president said in her speech, "Vessel Republic Barbados has set sail on her maiden voyage. May she weather all storms and land our country and citizens safely on the horizons and shores which are ahead of us." And I was thinking too, what could this whole shift mean for our football? As the country tries to forge its own identity, I think it is high time that we do the same on the pitch. When we look back at this year in football, one win in 10 international games across three age groups, we are indeed rock bottom, but where do we go from there? And I think it is time we forcefully enact our own brand of football. We have to learn to play our own way. We cannot just rely on what we have known from the English Premier League from years gone by, or English football in decades ago, or even players, local players from decades ago. We have to put away our crown football. We have to stop appeal to the crowd football and play to our strengths. Barbadians, we have always produced nimble goalkeepers, tough defenders, tall centre-backs, skillful midfielders, but most of all, the skill our midfielders have is tenacity, fitness. We've always had clinical strikers. Let's play to our strengths. I know that we have to trust the coaches from the youth level to the senior level. But I'm appealing to all of us, footballers, players, coaches, management. We have to have our own identity now. We haven't changed our name to the Republic of Barbados, but we have to do things our own way now. What is our style of play? We have to experiment with some things. Playing three defenders at the back, two strikers, three midfielders at all times. What is it that we want to be known for? And that is how we will determine our football future. Of course, it starts with the appointment of a new technical director. I spoke to president of the Barbados Football Association, Randy Harris, recently, and he told me, right now, it doesn't make any sense bringing in a new technical director. And I agree with him. There's no football action going on island. And no projects or plans for the new technical director to implement. So I understand we have to take a little while getting there. And I'm sure that they will select one in due course. But that's where it all starts for us. And we have to take a new ethos into 2022. I am sure with Coach Russell Atapi resuming national training, I think from next week, he will be telling the guys, hey, we haven't had a good year. It's time we set the example for the other national teams. It really starts with the technical director, and it starts from the grassroots level as well. But we have to make a change. Play our own style. Develop our own style. And I think that will help us to really move forward successfully. 2021 is done and dusted, and we have now graduated to republic status. So let's implement those same forward-thinking strategies for Barbadian football. Let's do that going forward. Next year, we will have a new AstroTurf. We will have a new turf laid. President Harris also confirmed to me that the contract has been awarded and work will start as soon as possible. So hopefully for next year's competitions, we will have a new turf able to play some spanking, expansive football. So looking forward to 2022, the senior women's team will be the first out of the blocks. And they will be competing in 2022 CONCACAF W Championship qualification. This will be happening in February. And this CONCACAF W Championship qualification. Remember the launch of CONCACAF W, I think was in 2019. I was there with Karina LeBlanc and they were speaking so highly about the women's program in Barbados, and that is why Barbados was chosen for the, as the launching place of the CONCACAF W program. And it's very good that we have reached the championship qualification, and let's hope that we do our best. The head coach is Mario Hart, and he'll be taking a big group with him to these qualifiers. Let me just tell you about the qualification tournament. It is a tournament that will be contested by senior women's national teams of the member associations of CONCACAF to decide the participating teams of the 2022 CONCACAF W Championship. The qualifying matches will take place in February and April 2022. A total of 6 teams in the qualifying competition will advance to the final tournament, joining Canada and the United States, who received byes as the top-ranked teams. The 2022 CONCACAF W Championship serves as the CONCACAF qualifiers to the 2023 Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, as well as the football tournament at the 2024 Summer Olympics in France. Barbados has been drawn in Group D, along with Panama, El Salvador, Belize, and Aruba. We play Panama on the 17th of February, my mum's birthday. We play Aruba on the 22nd of February. Then we return to group action against El Salvador on the 8th of April. And then we finish our group campaign against Belize on the 12th of April, one day before my birthday. I won't tell you how old I'm going to be. Only the group winners will advance. That is very, very important to note. We wish Coach Hart all the best. Whoever will be selected, whoever will go, whoever will start the games, we wish them all the best. Second up for the National Tridents teams, CONCACAF Nations League B for the Trident men. The 2022-23 CONCACAF Nations League resumes in June. Remember, we received the Fair Play Award last season, so hopefully we can do one better and get some actual silverware. We'll see. Match day 1 is from the 2nd to the 14th of June. Match days 5 and 6 from the 22nd to the 27th of September 2022. The semi-finals will be held in March 2023. Now listen to the teams we will compete against in League B. Bermuda, Cuba, Haiti, Trinidad and Tobago, all relegated from League A. Antigua and Barbuda, Belize, Dominican Republic, French Guiana, Guyana, Montserrat, Nicaragua, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Bahamas, who have been promoted with us, Guadeloupe, Guatemala. Guadeloupe and Guatemala both promoted with us. I watched a really nice game at the CONCACAF Gold Cup between Guadeloupe and Guatemala. I think Guatemala won that one. Guadeloupe won, because Guatemala had so many fans. I was confused for a bit, but Guadeloupe won that one. Penalty shootout. I think it finished 11-12 or something like that. No one wanted to miss. So, yeah, that was a nice game. Nice to see that live. And that was in July. And we haven't had any football on island since. So maybe we need to travel again to see some live football. I digress. But what are our goals, or what should be our goals for the CONCACAF Nations League? Are we seeking promotion to League A? Are we seeking to stay up? I think at the very least we have to stay up. Relegation is not in our plans right now. I think we have to stay up in League B and secure a good footballing future in that particular league. I don't think we're at the caliber of those in League A, United States, Mexico, etc., Jamaica. But I think in this group, this pairing here, League B, I think that we can do very well. And if in our group games, we will have 6 match days, if we can finish in the middle of the pack and secure our position in League B for the next edition of the CONCACAF Nations League, I think that will be a successful season for us. So Coach Latapy and his staff, I'm sure they will be looking to be promoted firstly, but I think staying in League B will be a success in itself. And so we have to resist relegation. Now that we have risen to be a republic, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Barbados must always be at their best. When we come back to Off the Post, we have some international news and analysis from me, so don't go anywhere.
you can contact your Nation Publishing subscription team 7 days a week in 7 different ways. Call customer service any day at 430-5550. Call subscriptions at 430-5503 or 04. Email subscribers at nationnews.com. Email e-paper support at nationnews.com. Visit www.nationnews.com and select print subscriptions. Visit www.nationnews.com and select e-paper subscriptions. Visit our office on Fontebelle St. Michael. If your call is not answered, please leave a message. We are here to serve you. Nation News, your news, your time, your way.
And we're back with Off the Post, the world class football podcast. It's Nick here, still with you. Let's talk about some international news. Let's reason about some international happenings. Manchester United, I always have to talk about... Wait, before I talk about Manchester United, I always talking about them anyway. Let's take a break from that for a bit. We are, ladies and gentlemen, at that point in time of the season where games are being cancelled because of snow. The snow is starting to fall and fall heavily. So, brothers and sisters, if any of your favorite teams' games are cancelled because of snow, just understand it's that time of year. It's December. A feeling just came over me when they said that. It's December. Oh my goodness. Oh dear. It's December. It is that time of the year when games are being canceled because of snow. So, as I said, if your favorite team, their games are being canceled, then just know it's that time. Please be understanding, and please understand when you see the players on the bench with 4 coats, 2 jackets, and 8 towels on them, they are cold. They are freezing. And especially in England, that's the frigid cold up there. So please remember those who are suffering by the cold this holiday season. But one thing about the holiday season and one thing about December, there is so much sport. All the sport that is going on, the powers that be just decide we need more of it. Because when you come from Thanksgiving all the way to the Christmas season, to the New Year's season, people are largely at home. People are largely with their families enjoying the festivities. So why not watch some sport? So that is the lovely, lovely thing about December. But another lovely thing about December for me is Manchester United have appointed Ralf Rangnick, nice last name, as their interim manager until the end of the season, subject to work visa requirements. The 63-year-old is seen as the godfather of modern coaching in Germany, and he's leaving his job as head of sports and development at Lokomotiv Moscow to take up the role. He said, "I am excited to be joining Manchester United and focused on making this a successful season." Rangnick has built an impressive coaching reputation during his time in Germany, with both Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp and Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel speaking highly about their compatriot. Many people who know me will know that I never wanted Louis van Gaal to be sacked from Manchester United. I thought that he was the best manager since Alex Ferguson because he has a strong philosophy and he has a strong focus on youth. There are so many players who can credit, and let me just say this, so many world-class players, not just players who were good or players who were excellent for a time, world-class competitors who owe their careers and their start in football to Mr. Louis van Gaal. You just look all across Europe. Dutch legends. Even guys like Edwin van der Sar. Dutch legends. Barcelona legends. Spanish legends. Marcus Rashford. Anthony Martial. The list goes on and on. Louis van Gaal was the man. But we got rid of Louis van Gaal. We brought in Mourinho, who's kind of the antithesis of Louis van Gaal. But Ralf Rangnick, from what we know and from what we've heard about Ralf Rangnick and what we have heard people saying about him, he's the man. He is a man that knows how to build a football club. He's a man who has a clear philosophy. That was my biggest problem with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Solskjaer is a great man manager. Tactically, he may be out of his depth, but what do we know about tactics? What I would say is Manchester United did not have a clear way of playing football, of how they wanted to play football. I watched an interview with Ralf, and he said, "A team's philosophy must be embedded in every player's mind. When they go out on the pitch, they are seeking patterns and they are seeking play that will mirror what they have in their mind. And when they're successful, that is when they get results on the pitch. That is what we need. We have all the quality at Manchester United. It is just to channel that quality into a particular style, a particular way of playing. And I am confident that results will come for Manchester United. Time will tell. Argentina's Lionel Messi won the Ballon d'Or award for the best player in the world for a record-stretching seventh time on Monday. He beat Robert Lewandowski and Jorginho to lift football's most prestigious trophy yet again. The forward added to his 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2015, and 2019 trophies after winning the Copa America for the first time with this country last July. Remember, Messi joined Paris Saint-Germain on a free transfer during the summer, and he totaled 613 points, and Lewandowski, who was second, got 580. A lot of people thought Lewandowski should have won the Ballon d'Or. I am in agreement. I think Lewandowski could have won the Ballon d'Or for 2020 and for 2021. Consistently, he's been the best player. Messi has suffered a bit of a dip in form and results at Barcelona just before he left in that final season. But Lewandowski, remember, he won the Champions League in 2020 and he's been equally prolific in 2021. I think Lewandowski deserved to win the Ballon d'Or 2020 and 2021. You know, we love for our favorite players to get these accolades, but we have to remember that football is a team sport and none of these performances would be possible without the team. So as much as we would like this person to win, that person to win, I am very happy for Lewandowski and he's getting his recognition for being the best striker. He got that best striker award from France Football and I think he's well deserved. I think that he'll be happy with that as well. Humble competitor, fierce competitor. He is the best striker in the world and aptly so, but Lionel Messi, you know, he's just so magical and probably one of the biggest stars ever to grace the game of football. And sometimes it seems as though it's just a competition between Messi and Ronaldo. And we can't give Ronaldo this year. No, Ronaldo don't deserve it. Messi, yeah, I think he deserves it. So give it to Lionel Messi. And it's based on voting. And if the votes suggest that Lionel Messi is, by all thoughts of those involved, the best footballer of 2021, then he is. It's all an opinion thing. That's the beauty of football. We all feel differently about different people and different players. Let's just enjoy the rivalries and the quality that we see on the pitch because I tell you, there'll never be anybody else like Lionel Messi for sure, or Lewandowski, or Cristiano Ronaldo, or N'Golo Kante, Karim Benzema, brilliant players. And we are blessed to have all of them at the peak of their powers right now. Well, brothers and sisters, those are my reflections on the Republic. And I just want to sign off this episode by saying I am proud of Barbados. I am proud of our decision to become a Republic. I am proud of the choice to stand on our own in all things. And I'm just hoping that we can replicate that same mentality on the pitch. Here's talking to you, Mr. Latipi. Here's talking to you, Mr. Harris. And I trust that you guys have the benefit of Barbados football in your foremost thoughts. And together, we will forge a new path for Barbadian football. It is now out with the past, in with the president, and in for a successful 2022 for Barbados football. I give thanks for all of you who have listened to Off the Post podcast, who continue to listen to Off the Post podcast and my rambling. Stay tuned. Next week, we're scheduled to have a big, big star. Tune in next week. Thanks for tuning in this week. Until next time, take care.